news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. Rob Satter in his appointed spot on the other side of the glass. He's our fabulous producer. We always interview Movie Mike at this time, a professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com, staff writer for Ranker, attendee at Sundance, and his Movie Mike appearances sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fabulously. Well, let's see. It's probably about 20 degrees in Utah, so you weren't out there getting tan. Are you actually on a couch when you're watching this?
Yeah, Sundance went virtual this year because of COVID, so I have spent the week in my home theater.
Okay.
Staring at my TV.
Comfortable chair, big screen, good sound system, I hope. Okay.
Yeah, surround sound.
So we're going to talk about some of the notable movies in a moment here, but first, we need a review of Redeeming Love. I'm going to review it for you. It was probably a great book. The movie is confusing and hard to understand. If you really love love stories, you'll get something out of it. But boy, I'll tell you what, I give it 2 out of 3. Okay. How about that?
Yeah, you're kind of close.
Okay,
you're
kind of close.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
You give us a real review.
Well, Redeeming Love is the most sexually charged faith-based film I've ever seen, and also one of the most misguided. Set in 1850, the movie stars Tom Lewis as a Christian cowboy who decides he's going to marry the town's most popular prostitute, played by Abigail Cowan. He doesn't even know her. He just sees her in town and thinks she's beautiful. So really, he's objectifying her just as much as the guys who pay for her services. In order to escape a very bad dude from her past, she eventually agrees to the marriage, but leaving behind her old ways proves difficult. Logan Marshall Green co-stars as the cowboy's widower brother-in-law who shows up one day, and you can guess how that turns out. Redeeming Love is ostensibly about how marrying a good Christian man turns the prostitute's life around. But really, the idea you come away with is that by remaining steadfast in his faith, this guy is blessed by the Lord with the gorgeous, good-in-bed wife he desires. And that's just a little bit messed up. The story should be about how discovering faith helps her escape a troubled past, not about how lucky she is to have a man to save her. With all the sexual shenanigans, Redeeming Love ain't boring. It sure as heck isn't very enlightened either. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2 purity rings.
2, I guess that part.
You were correct on that part. I mean, the movie is strange in ways that I think you could not anticipate from the trailer, which is why I said you're kind of close. I mean, this is such a strange film because this guy sees this prostitute and says she's beautiful, I'm going to marry her, it's love at first sight, and then, you know, he proceeds to pay to go and spend time with her in the room not having sex, but really he's objectifying her. He doesn't know this woman. He just wants her because she's beautiful and because he thinks God's told him to be with her. And so it's this whole bizarre thing where the female character has no agency in the film. She doesn't make any decisions for herself. Every good thing that happens comes because he gives it to her. And this is just such a backwards, regressive, old-fashioned movie that is so, so weird.
I'm a sucker for a good Hallmark love story, and you're telling me I'm not going to get into this one.
Well, like I said, it's not boring. It's too long. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes long.
Okay.
I wasn't bored by it because, like I said, for a faith-based movie, there's a lot of sexual stuff in it, and it's one of those movies where the female lead is often nude, but her long hair is always very conveniently covering whatever you can't show in a PG-13 movie.
Oh, is that what it is? PG-13?
It's PG-13, yeah. And it's just strange, and this movie's message of faith, I think, is really misguided. It's based on a book that was very popular in evangelical circles back in the 1990s, and now they finally made a movie out of it. But it's that same kind of regressive thinking, you know, almost like you've heard of the prosperity gospel where, you know, if you pray hard enough, you'll be, you know, rewarded with money.
Wealthy.
And things like that. And this is sort of the sexual prosperity gospel. This guy prays hard enough that he wants a wife, and then he's blessed with this beautiful wife who's very proficient in bed and is everything he could ever want that way. And that, to me, is just a strange message in 2022.
Well, no wonder you're a women in cinema advocate. You see right through this film. So, okay.
I mean, it's backwards. It's old-fashioned.
Okay.
This movie would have been in place in the 1950s, maybe. But looked at today, the message that it sends and the treatment of women is really, like I said, regressive. I can't think of a better word to use than that.
All right. If someone is undeterred by your average review, where would they see this?
It is in theaters only.
All right, theaters. And you gave it two
purity rings.
Okay.
There's another aspect of the story that I really want to talk about, but it's not appropriate for morning radio.
Oh.
But, you know, the two...
Is it on your tweets or on...
It's in my review, yeah.
Yeah,
you go to my review and read that, and I talk about one other thing in this movie that's really kind of weird.
Aisleseat.com. I'll look it up while you're giving me some more entertainment news. I can't wait. Okay. All right. So, yeah, we'll look at that. Has to do with the purity rings, maybe?
It has to do with the first time that the
that's
Christian
enough.
Cowboy...
Okay, we're
yeah.
good. All right. Anyway, all right. Okay. So, let's get back to the viewing room at
yeah.
the McGranahan household, the Movie Mike household. Boy, tell us, we haven't heard tons of talk, unless you really pay attention to the sort of the artist speak out there, NPR and so on, or the bottom of the columns, you know, CBS and so on have an entertainment feed. So what are you seeing at Sundance?
It's been an amazing festival. I have seen and reviewed 17 films in the last week.
Wow.
So it's been a very busy week. And it's an excellent mix of films. You know, you have films that are in competition, the dramatic competition, you have documentaries, you have foreign films, you have a midnight section that shows horror films and cult-type films. So for me, probably the best movie I have seen there this year is a film called Emergency, which Amazon Studios is going to release later this spring, I believe April or May. And this is in the firm tradition of the one wild night comedy. You know those comedies where a bunch of characters try to do something very simple in the course of one night, and one complication after another makes it impossible
like
to
bachelor
do.
Bachelor party films?
Like Martin Scorsese's After Hours is a good example of
okay.
one. You know, a character just trying to do something, and one pitfall after another takes place. And this is about three college roommates. Two are black, one is Latino, and they find an unconscious white girl on the floor of their house. They don't know who she is or how she got there, but they recognize that she needs medical attention. And so they say, well, okay, we're going to take her to a hospital. But along the way, they encounter all these other different people and realize that the optics of three people of color hauling around an unconscious white girl are not good.
Okay.
And so it's a movie that has a lot of humor as they face one roadblock after another and trying to get this girl help. But there's also a layer of social commentary about how in our society we tend to view people of color as being guilty until proven innocent, as opposed to innocent until proven guilty. So it's one of those movies that makes you laugh, but then at the end, it also makes you think.
All right. And all the way back at the house, it makes you say, well, why don't they just call 911 and let EMS handle it from there? Optics aside, they don't care about appearances for the most part.
Right. That's discussed in the movie, and one of the characters is a very big marijuana user, and they say, well, the house reeks of pot, so we don't want to have anybody coming in. So there's like all these different things that make it impossible for them to do what would be the simple logical thing. So it's called Emergency. It's going to come out later this year. Very funny movie, but also very poignant at the end.
And when I see Emergency, will it be the same one you saw?
Yes.
Exactly the same.
Yep.
No, unlikely any editing or anything. All right, what else did you see and like? Mm-hmm. What are we going to hear a lot of people talking about in the year ahead?
One of the ones that I think is really going to be the breakout hit is a movie called Cha-Cha Real Smooth. And that title comes from the lyrics of the song Cha-Cha Shuffle, which I guarantee you have heard and danced to at every single wedding you've ever been
okay.
to. It's that instructional dance song that's basically just a beat and a guy telling you what moves to do. And this is from a young filmmaker named Cooper Rafe. This is his second film. His first film, I cannot say the title of on the radio because it has a profanity, but we'll call it S-Word House.
Okay.
And he's a young writer, director, and star, very talented kid. And he stars in this movie as a recent college graduate who kind of falls into this job of being a party manager on his town's bar mitzvah circuit. He's in charge of getting the kids whooped up and playing the music and organizing the games. And in one of these parties, he meets the mother of an autistic girl. She's played by Dakota Johnson. And the two of them become very close. And you kind of wonder whether it's going to become romantic. She's engaged to another guy. But the whole story is about how these two people, this younger guy and this slightly older woman, arrive in each other's lives at the exact right moment to help both of them figure out a personal crisis and to figure out what they want out of their lives. So it's a movie that's really hysterically funny at times, but also has real poignance in looking at the way that we sometimes meet people and they're there just when we need them to propel us in a certain direction in our lives. So it's called Cha-Cha Real Smooth. It was purchased by Apple TV for $15 million out of the fest. So they're presumably going to give that a theatrical release later this year and make it available on the Apple TV streaming service. And that was also one of my favorites from Sundance this year.
Right, Cha-Cha Real Smooth. Where will we see that when the time comes? On Apple Plus,
theaters, I guess. And Apple Plus,
oh,
yes.
Both.
Apple
okay.
TV Plus.
Right, is Amazon going to put Emergency in theaters?
I don't know yet. They may, depending on how it does. The awards for Sundance are going to be announced later today, and that's a real contender for the dramatic competition, so we'll see what happens. But they might, but it'll definitely be on Amazon Prime.
Sounds like it might, because you know they like to make money at Amazon, and that's what happens at the box office, especially if the film's already paid for. So, okay, anything else pop up to rise to the top of the list at Sundance?
The other one I really liked is a movie called Emily the Criminal, which stars Aubrey Plaza, who has already established herself as one of the funniest people on the planet. Now she takes on a dramatic role as a young woman who gets involved in credit card fraud and discovers that that lifestyle really suits her. It's a great dramatic performance from her in a movie that is tense from beginning to end.
Emily the Criminal, so we'll pay attention to those. All right, and it's not yet over. One more weekend, correct?
It's through this weekend, yes.
All right, well, fabulous. We'll expect an even broader report next week, and we'll look for films like Emergency, Cha-Cha Real Smooth, and Emily the Criminal in the year ahead as they pop out into the rest of the world after being in Sundance with Movie Mike. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. His appearance always sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg.